Psalm 98, verse 1 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." I love that. Yes, indeed he has. Hey, well, good Sunday morning to you this April 15th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll here with you. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship. And welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship. If you're not too familiar with the program, that's okay. I won't hold it against you. It's a program that's all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, I'm praying and hoping that the program today will prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. Let's start things off today with Don Moen. And Thank You, Lord, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Friend, how are ya? It is Joey Kroll spending some time here with you today. And a famous comedian said one time that his mother-in-law was so concerned with neatness that she spread out a newspaper under the cuckoo clock just in case. You know, friend, we all know people who are, let's just say, are a challenge to live with. And we are sometimes a challenge ourselves, I'm sure. So what do we do in those situations? God's word says we ought to extend the same understanding and forgiveness to others that God extends to us. Because, friend, after all, if he can extend grace to us, come on, we ought to be able to extend that same grace to others. So when we think about God's unconditional love in our own lives, we suddenly, let's just say, find it much easier to overlook the quirks and flaws of others.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. You paint the morning sky with a miracle in mind. My hope will always stand. for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" You know, did you know that there are people who have a fear of dust? It's called amathophobia. People have also a fear of stealing. It's called kleptophobia. And here's one I did not think ever existed. Somniphobia, the fear of sleep. I don't fear it at all. I embrace it. So these are funny sounding words, that's for sure. But what they represent, probably not funny at all. Because fear of any kind, friend, is serious business. Wouldn't you agree? In its simplest sense, fear is related to something that might happen, something we can't predict. And friend, the Bible makes a simple yet profound statement about fear. 1 John 4:18 says, "Perfect love casts out fear." Friend, God's love assures us that whatever happens, He saw it coming and will accomplish His purposes through it. His perfect love always acts for our highest good.
Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God. Trinity.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood. 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 in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Magnifying the beautiful, holy, precious name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. I pray that, you've had yourself a great weekend thus far. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially those who are in the household of faith." Friend, don't forget about your brother. Don't forget about your sister in the Lord. Don't forget about the family of God. Outreach is extremely important, but don't forget about that inreach. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. Yeah, the King's College Choir. Isn't that beautiful? It's all creatures of our God and King. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. And as we continue on here in the month of April, would you remember us with a special gift of support? If you feel led to do so, our mailing address here at Great News Radio is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click right there on the right-hand side that says Donate, that button right there, Donate. Well, I'm going to hang my headphones up and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do that today as well. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.